Hi, I'm John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link Product Group, and I'm here to show you how easy it is to use retemplating to change the appearance of a contact card control. We'll start off with a Windows 7 computer that already has the SDK installed and is running Visual Studio 2010. We'll open a new project using the Link WPF application template. And I'm going to delete the existing or the default XAML that's added by the application template because we don't need it for this demonstration. And then expand the window so we can drag drop a contact card control into it. And there's a contact card. And I'll center it up. And then I need to add a valid source property to the control so that we get a live control or a live contact card. I'm hit F5 to start the application. And I'm going to show you that there's two tabs at the bottom of the control. You see them right there. And the next thing we're going to do is we're going to open this project in Expression Blend, which is a real good tool for editing XAML. And so in Expression Blend, we'll find the Visual Studio project and open it up. And I'm going to add Resource Dictionary. And then right-click the project and edit the template. And I want to edit the resource dictionary and then switch to XAML view. And the first thing we want to do is find the template for the contact card, which is right at the bottom of the template here, bottom of the XAML. And take a look at the different portions here. First of all, there's the contact note, which is the information displayed at the top of the card. Then there's a contact presenter, which handles the primary contact information in the card. And there's a small grid control, which defines the toolbar at the bottom. And then there's a second contact content presenter, which handles the details section of the card. And I'm looking for the part of this that handles the person content template. And you can see it's bound to the contact card details person data template, which I'm going to look for, do a search for, and we found it. And this is what controls the display of the tabs at the bottom of the contact card. You can see there's two tab items. And I'm going to add some XAML, which I've got on a notepad file here handy. And this XAML will add a third tab and some text and display a JPEG, and the text will be in red, you can see there. So just hit F5 and we'll see this edited template displayed in Expression Blend. You see now we've got a third tab, and there's our new tab. So we'll close this project down, and just to show you that it still runs in Visual Studio after editing it in Expression Blend, we'll go ahead and reopen Visual Studio, open the project back up, hit F5, and here it is. There's our tab. Our new tab in Visual Studio. And that's how you can use retemplating, change the appearance of a contact card in the Microsoft Link 2010 SDK.